क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। टॉक अबाउट द कंट्रीज, देयर फ्लैग्स एंड लॉट्स मोर।
A very rare rhinoceros breed and small churches, Uganda for us today. Officially called the Republic of Uganda, it is a landlocked country in the eastern part of Africa. To its east is Kenya, to its north is South Sudan, west Democratic Republic of the Congo, southwest Rwanda, south Tanzania. It is in the African Great Lakes region and also lies within the Nile River Basin. Its capital city is Kampala. Its official languages are English and Swahili, and the people living there are called Ugandans. Some very interesting facts about this country are, in this country is the second largest lake in the world. And do you know who is it named after? It is named after Queen Victoria. Uganda has several national parks, one of which is Rwenzori National Park. It has a very picturesque landscape. People love to hike there. You can see snow-capped mountains, especially Rwenzori Mountain Range, which has the third highest mountain peak in Africa. In this national park, there are elephants, leopards, and so many birds, of which 17 specific species are endemic to this place. The country also has the largest land mammal, the African elephant. There is also a rare rhinoceros breed, the northern white rhinoceros, which live just here and nowhere else. Another national park is Murchison Falls National Park, and world's longest river, the Nile, runs through it. There are also specifically Sese Islands. They make an archipelago of 84 islands, of which only half are inhabited. And they are located in the northwestern region of Lake Victoria and are famous for activities like biking, hiking, and enjoying on the beach. Another very interesting thing is that the equator crosses this country. Yes, equator is the imaginary line which divides the earth in north and south hemispheres. Specifically, this line is located 75 kilometers south of the capital, Kampala. The country gets a lot of rain, which is why there is always greenery in this country. A lot of wildlife reserves, 12 in number, and 10 national parks, makes this place ideal to have a wildlife safari. The largest export of this country is coffee. Ugandan coffee is famous around the world. And the country boasts some very small churches measuring only 8 feet tall and 250 centimeters wide. For example, there's a chapel on Biku Hill and only 3 people can go inside in one time. And there is a very interesting tradition when girls greet others and elders. It is that they kneel and then greet people. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Uganda's flag has 6 horizontal stripes on it. The first stripe of black, second yellow, third red, followed by black, yellow and red. And right at the center, in a white circle, is the national symbol of Uganda, a grey-crowned crane which faces towards the host side. So that is the flag of Uganda for us. To know about other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Little Explorers.